name's Dr. Rick Dina.
And how long have you been following a low-fat, fruit-based vegan diet?
I have been a raw food vegan, moderately low in fat, for 25 years now. In fact, I'm giving a lecture tomorrow, 25 years raw and still standing. So a little more than an experiment at this point. I think I figured a few things out along the way.
Has your health deteriorated, or have you noticed health improvements along the way?
Oh, huge improvements. I mean, I'm 45 now, and I feel better than I did when I was 18, when I was sort of just starting this, or just before I started. But actually, that bad health gave me incentive to look for other things. So, yeah, I'm feeling really good. And I know a lot of other people my age are not doing nearly as well.
How did you come into discovering a raw vegan diet?
Oh, boy, to make a long story short, well, I felt lousy. When I was 18, drinking too much beer, doing a few other things that I shouldn't have been doing, eating a standard American diet, not exercising so much, and as the saying goes, I finally got sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. So I started with reading Robert Haas and sports nutrition type things, and I would start with taking the skin off my chicken and using skim milk instead of whole milk, and brown rice instead of white rice, and that kind of thing. And those made some significant changes. And I was kind of hooked. I said, hey, this is great. I then found out about natural hygiene through the book Fit for Life. Then I started going to natural hygiene conferences and just sort of kept going from there. And the more I did, the better I felt. And it just gave me incentive to want to, you know, keep going and keep at it, because life's better when you feel good.
Would you recommend people take the same approach you did of slowly doing it?
In general, I would advocate that people take a gradual approach. One of the reasons for that is, if let's just say, like the way I did, skin off the chicken, or you don't have to be that slow, but a few gradual approaches or gradual changes. I made those gradual changes, and you know, I enjoyed the new things and I never felt deprived. So it sort of set the mindset up that you can leave some old things behind, but you've got new things there in their place. And hey, I made this step and I don't feel deprived. And it sets up that, hey, maybe if I take the next step, I won't feel deprived. And if you do that, it's easy. When you feel deprived of something, willpower only keeps you going for so long until you eventually go back. The other thought on that is, I've never met anybody in my life who learned all this great stuff, changed overnight, and then did it perfectly for the rest of their life. And my guess is I never will. So we all have those times when we want to, you know, have something more familiar, maybe a little bit more filling. And for those of us who have gone through the process gradually, what I might go back to these days is, oh gosh, I'm going to steam up some potatoes and mush some avocado in there and have that. Whereas if I hadn't gone gradually, what I go back to is what I'm familiar with. I'd go back to a fast food restaurant, or back to some, you know, pizza or something like that. So I think that gradual transition is really helpful, and that's overall what I advocate for most people.
Why is fruit such a vital aspect in allowing the body to heal itself?
Well, just like you said, the body heals itself. That is the biggest issue going on. And there's two sides of the equation. You gotta give the body what it needs, supply all its basic nutrients and basic physiological needs. More importantly, though, you've got to get out of the way and let the body heal itself. Fruit is very easy to digest, supplies a huge amount of what we need, not quite everything. You need a few other things in there. And by not taxing your body, the ability to heal itself is maximized. So fruit is hugely important in that way. The other way that fruit's so helpful is that on a raw food diet, vegetables are extremely important. The thing is, they're so low in calorie density, you really essentially, for all practical purposes, cannot get enough calories to sustain yourself from vegetables. You'd have to turn it into a full-time job, you'd be incredibly full, and you probably still couldn't do it. So then where else do you get your calories from on a raw food diet? For the most part, other than maybe sprouted grains or grains that you dehydrate, which most raw foodists don't eat too much of, there's fruit or there's fat. And despite what they will tell you, a lot of raw food leaders who advocate all or largely raw but low fruit diet, those diets end up being very, very high in fat. 50, 60, 70% of the calories coming from fat, And I'm not against fat, just gave a talk on the importance of fat and omega-3s yesterday. But that much fat is just too much of a burden on the body, and people don't get the best results they can. So if you eat plenty of fruit, you want to eat as many vegetables as you can, plenty of fruit to get your calories, small to moderate amounts of fat, and then that balance seems to work really well long term for most people. And it has for me so far for 25 years, so far so good.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And where can we find more information? And if someone's in your area, where can we find your classes?
Yeah, so my wife and I teach at this point a 100-hour series of classes over 15 days called The Science of Raw Food Nutrition. We teach at a school in Northern California called Living Light. People come there from all over the world, and the school is just dedicated to raw food. And we're essentially the nutrition department. Our website is rawfoodeducation.com. We are based in Northern California, but we consult with people and analyze their lab work and do all that stuff for people really all over the world. So rawfoodeducation.com is where you can find more about us.
Thank you, Dr. Rick.
All right. Thank you. It's a beautiful day.